like this, there are many, many things that we actually do. I mean, the dawn meetings, we have been praying and all that. But tonight is an empowerment session, and I pray that you'll be empowered by God and that you will not leave here the same way as you came. Amen. If you are ready with your diaries and all that, I want you to type 111 so that I get to know that you are ready. I get to know that you are ready. If you are ready for tonight, just type 111. Let me know that you are ready for the Lord. Amen. So, you know, when you read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 18, I want to read quickly Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Let's look at what the Bible says. The Bible says that, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. Remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to make wealth, to make wealth, to make wealth. Power is from the Greek word kouach, and kouach or kouach actually means, one of the meanings is that it also means to produce, and it also means ability. It means ability. It means substance, and it also means wealth. It also means wealth. It means substance. It means ability, and it means force. So anytime the Bible says, remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, it's like he giveth thee ability, the force, the capacity, and even the wealth to make wealth. Yeah. So anytime you hear about power, the first thing that comes to the minds of people is that kind of power that comes upon them during the Holy Ghost times, where they fall under the anointing, and we say that, oh, the power of God was so strong today. I'm sure that when I said we are going to have an empowerment service, a lot of people thought that we are going to talk about people are going to fall under the anointing and all of those things. It is good. That is also power. But there are three dimensions of power. We have what we call spiritual power, where a person comes to Christ, and because of your connection to Christ, you have been given the power to become a child of God. The power over demons and powers of darkness has been given to you. Why? Because you have the spiritual power. Then we have what we call the economic power. Economic power has to do with your finances. It has to do with the financial power God gives you, so that this power is able to cause you to produce wealth, make wealth, and you are able to get money to do all the things that you want to do. Then there is another kind of power we call relational power. This is the gift of men, the men God gives you. Because not everything is about money, and not everything is about, you know, getting all the wealth. It's about people. Sometimes human beings can be the blessing and the power you have. There are some people, when they need men to do certain things for them, they can never get it. But there are others, when they want people to do things for them, they easily get the men. So men, having men around you is also another kind of empowerment. So there are different kinds of power. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the financial power. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about financial power. I don't know whether you are ready to receive, but if you are ready, let me hear some amen in the house if you are ready to receive from the Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
So you see, oh, Rabbi Kata, the issue is this. Whenever we come for a meeting like this, I mean, I've been in the place where I prophesy to people about financial blessing and all that. Sometimes people become frustrated when we pray for them and pray for them that they should receive breakthrough, and they don't see the breakthrough. They feel that the pastor has deceived them, or the pastor has lied to them. There are people, they come to us that we should pray for them. We pray, we tell them, pay your tithe and all that. By the end of the day, they don't see that financial breakthrough that they need to see. And they think that the pastors were not truthful. You know, in our part of the world and our part of the church, most people pay their tithe monthly. I know some people in the Pentecostal arena will begin to pay their tithe tomorrow and all that. Sometimes we are very quick at telling people to pay their tithe, one tenth of whatever God gives you, 10%. But we don't tell them what to do with the 90%. So at the end of the day, the person will pay their tithe faithfully, but will remain faithfully poor. I don't know whether I have people and witnesses like that. You are going to pay your tithe sincerely, but you remain sincerely poor because you only know what to do with the 10%, but with the 90%, you don't know what to do with it. So there are people who are struggling. There are people listening to me right now. They are struggling a lot. They are doing everything they can to just get money. They don't even get the money. Even what they have, so much expenses, too many things to do. They don't have the money, yet they are still able to religiously pay their tithes consistently, and yet they are still struggling. So now they begin to question the principle of tithing and ask, if I'm not getting the blessing, the financial breakthrough, then it means that there's something wrong with paying tithes. So there are many Christians and many of you listening to me who already think that there is a problem with the tithe payment, because you have been paying tithe. And the pastors have been teaching you that when you pay tithe, you see blessings and all. But you are not seeing that return on the financial blessing. You realize that things are not working. It's not because they are not teaching you the right thing. They teach you the right thing. But the issue is that you have not been taught what to do with the remaining 90%, which is even the huge part of your finances. Are we together? So tonight, it's an empowerment session. I have a responsibility to teach you the balanced and holistic gospel. I need to teach you that it is good to pray. We need to pray and pray and pray. That is good. That one will do. It is good to receive a prophecy, which is good. But I need to teach you the whole truth, so that after receiving prophecy, you don't come back and say, pastor said that I will get financial blessing. But the things you are supposed to do, you don't do it. So I'm going to teach you so that you know what it is. Are we together? You need to also know that, in this part of our world, not everybody will be rich and not everybody will be poor. I am here to tell you, my prayer, however, is that you'll be among the few people who will be so financially blessed, and you'll be able to do all the things that you need to do. That is my prayer for you. So I'm here to teach you. So this empowerment is not spiritual empowerment. I am here to talk to you about financial empowerment, what you need to do, what you need to know about money, what you need to do with money, and all of that. I believe that when we go through some of these things, the Lord will take us to where we belong. Are you excited for this? If you're excited, say amen. All right.
Amen.
All right. So, the starting point is this. Anyone who really wants to have a financial freedom must first of all understand what money really is, because if you don't really know what money is, you will not know what it is, you will not know how to live with it, you will not know how to even use it. So you need to have a clear understanding of what it is, because if you don't know what you are looking for in this world, the problem is that you will not know it when you even find it. If you don't know what you are looking for in this world, you would not even know it when you find that thing. So people really don't know what money is. And I always say that because they don't know what it is, they are not able to even know when money is around them. So, and I hate, there's a certain language I hate in my life, that word called broke. I am broke. And I told you once some time ago, a certain son of mine wanted me to send him money. And he said, "Papa, please send me money. I am broke." Ah, I hate that word. Sorry, I hate that word. Yeah, I hate that word. So that word must not be part of your dictionary beginning from today. I am broke. I don't have money. It is a language. Henceforth, I forbid you to use that language. You will not be broke. In case you are, you will not be broke anymore after tonight. And if only you are going to apply the things we are going to teach you. Are we together? So the first thing I want to let you know is that currency is not money. Dollars, this Ghana cedis and dollars, and depending on where you are, all these things we call money. This is not money. Currency is not money. In the olden days, money started as a barter trade, where people were exchanging what they had for what they need, where they were exchanging what they had for what they need. So somebody will even say that I need a pair of shoes, and the person has maybe, you know, an umbrella. So he goes to the market. Anyone looking for an umbrella, he'll give you the umbrella, and in case you have some pair of shoes, then he will take your shoes and give you the umbrella. So people were exchanging what they have for what they need. At that time, there was nothing like currency. There was nothing like dollars or Ghana cedis or whatever. But this is what people were doing to get what they need. So you realize that money is not just currency. It has evolved. Money has evolved from one system of operation to one system and to the other and to the other and to the other. So from the trade barter system right onto, you know, all the industrial age, now we are living in a generation where people hardly use physical notes, people hardly use paper notes. Now we live in a generation where everything is by technology. Now we have e-commerce. We have e-commerce. People pay, make payments electronically. People make payments. They buy electronically. They settle their bills electronically. They pay school fees electronically. You don't need to go to the school to just go and give them cash. You can sit in your home and make all your payments. Even in Ghana, there are many systems now that are working where we don't now, you know, do physical stuff. Now, money has evolved. Money has gone through one stage, one age, generation to the other. And a lot of things have happened. And many things are still happening. Now, there is what we call cryptocurrency. And many, many things are happening, coming up now. I attended a certain church program. And when I attended church program, it was time for offering. And as part of the offering, one of the things they did, you know that these days people put their mobile money number, bank account, and I saw that on the bill, that the flyer, they had also added the cryptocurrency wallet. So that in case people have offering, but their offering is included, they can easily send their cryptos or their coins into the church's crypto wallet. So we live in a generation where a time is coming where people will now start paying their tithes in cryptos. We have not gotten there yet. But some of these things, I attended one online church meeting, and that was what was happening. So I just want you to understand that money is not just currency notes or paper notes or that thing that you have, or it's not just ATM card or check and those things. Money goes beyond that. Now in our world, money is electronic. Money is electronic. So if this is what money is, then what is money? I have only two definitions for what money is. Number one, money is anything that you can exchange for what you need. Money is anything that you can exchange for what you need. So it is not necessarily paper currency, as I said, or it is not necessarily your card, your ATM card, whatever. Once you have something you can exchange for what you need, that thing that becomes the medium of exchange becomes your money. It becomes your money. It is very important because all these things called barter trade and all these things, even before barter trade, human beings were living as normal hunters and farmers. And they were using their energy and their skills. And this energy and skill was the form of money they had, because that is all they had. So money is any medium of exchange. Yeah. So once you have, you know, whatever you need, whatever you have, you can exchange it for what you need. Then that becomes your money. Understand this, that people have used their energy, their innovation, creativity, and all of that to get money. But unfortunately, in our generation, people use what they have negatively to get what they want. And that one too is bad. So even though money is anything you can exchange for what you need, people are using even their body for prostitution, commercial sex, and all that. So people are exchanging things for other things in a negative way, but that is not good. So in a positive way, whatever you can exchange in a positive way for what you need becomes your money. And of course, people are even using their body for money. So money is what that anything you can exchange, all right, for what you need. Are we together? Number two, money is the reward for solving a problem. Money is the reward for solving a problem. Money is the reward for solving a problem. There are many people here who know that they need money, and they have been asking themselves, where, you know, I have people come to the man of God, I need money. No, man of God can give you money, but when I give you money, the money will finish. You need to know where money is so that you can go for money yourself. So I have already given some of you these teachings before, but I'm going to go and give you all the 10. I have 10 places where money is hiding, and that is the next thing I want to talk about. All right. So money is a reward for solving a problem. What problem are you solving? The issue is that if you solve small problems, you get small money. If you solve medium problems, you get medium money. If you solve big problems, you get big money. If you solve national problems, you get national money. If you solve global problems, then you are going to get global money. Are we together? So the problem you solve determines the money you get. Money is the reward that is given to you for the problem you have solved. Nobody will pay you money for discovering a problem or for identifying a problem. Nobody will give you money for identifying or for discovering problems. But people will only pay you money for solving a problem. Are we together? So there are many people today in our world, we see problems everywhere. Now in Ghana, and I don't know other parts of the world, but in Ghana, people are experts in seeing problems everywhere. They see problem in church. They see problem in the way the pastor is doing ministry. They see problem everywhere, every now and then. But the issue is they identify and see and talk about it, but the problem never gets solved. Unless you learn this as understanding, have this understanding of what money is, you will speak in tongues, but you will still remain poor. You'll be a tongue-speaking Christian. You believe in prophecy and all that. But at the end of the day, you yourself, you realize that you are not moving on because your understanding of what money is archaic. So tonight, I want you to understand that money will flow in the direction and in exchange for value. Money will only flow in exchange for money. Where you are exchanging value for something, where you are solving a problem, that is when money flows. Money is always flowing towards the direction where there is exchange for value. You understand? So the level of problem you solve will determine the level of money you will have. Are we together? So I want you to understand this and understand this very well, that in this our world where we live in now, those who solve problems are the ones who are rewarded with money. So how many problems have you solved? How many global problems have you solved? How many national problems have you solved? Okay, how many local problems have you solved? How many problems have you solved? If you look around you, you will discover that there are many problems around you. If you can solve them, then the money will come to you. Do you understand me? So, solve a problem. Solve a problem. Because money is a reward for solving a problem. And today, in Ghana, people complain there's no money. I don't know whether you have ever complained that way before. But people are complaining there's no money. Have you heard that complaint before? That people are saying there's no money. And that there's no money. And the economy is hard and all that. Alright. Now that you know that indeed people talk about the fact that there's no money, please mute now. Now that you know that people are saying there's no money, now the issue is this. If there is no money, then you go around and you still see people doing big things. Then you ask yourself, where did they get the money from? So even though we complain that there is no money, it's hard to get money, then the thing is that you still go to some places, people are building big mansions. People are setting up big, you know, edifices. They are building with some, and you wonder where they get the money from. So in the midst of we complaining that there is no money, people are still using money to set up businesses, employ people. They are investing. Where did they get the money from? So I believe that the problem is not that there is no money. There is money. But the money is not in your pocket. So before you say there's no money, say there's no money at my pocket. Say there's no money in my pocket. But there is money. In Ghana, there is money. In our economy, there is money. So people have money. The issue is that the money is not in your pocket. The money is not in your account. But it doesn't mean there's no money. So go around, move around Accra, move around Kumasi, go to some of the agri areas, go to some of the places. People are doing big things. You see somebody who tell you, I've moved from my new residence, I've gone to buy a new house. And you wonder where they got this money from. Somebody says something, that if you solve today's problems, you will survive today. But if you solve tomorrow's problem today, you have secured your future. Can I say this again? If you solve today's problem today, you will survive today. But if you solve tomorrow's problem today, you have already secured your future. So I am praying that if money is a reward for solving problems, may we not just focus on solving problems today, but I pray that we will secure our future by even identifying potential problems and solving those potential problems in the future. So that by the time that future comes today, your future is already secured. Am I talking to somebody? So if money is hiding and people are saying, where is money? I want to show you very quickly 10 places where money is hiding. When I'm done showing you 10 places where money is hiding, I will now talk to you about the new rules of money. There is a new rule of money now. And I'm going to talk to you about the new rules of money. So number one, can we do this? Number one. Money hides in people. How many human beings exist on the earth today? According to the 2022 or 2021, it is said that our current population is 7.9 billion globally. 7.9 billion people. In fact, it is estimated that by 2024, next year, the world population will rise to 8.1 billion. Now, look at this number of people. Now, you can come down to your country. Out of this 7.9 billion, how many in your country do you have? In Ghana, I think we are a little above 30 million now. These 30 million people, every one of them has money in their pocket. Either it is one coin, either it is two coins, either it is a dollar or 1,000, 100, 10,000, 1,000,000. Everybody has some level of money in them. Now, if money hides in people, money will not just leave their pocket and enter your pocket unless you know what to do that will let them release the money and bring it to you. They will only do it if you have something in exchange for it. Or they will only bring you the money if you are able to solve a problem. So every human being you see has money in their pocket. As a pastor, when I go to funerals, I see souls. Are we together? As a pastor, when I attend funerals or I attend weddings, I see souls. So I will ensure, if I am the pastor, I will ensure that by the time we are done with the funeral, there must be altar call. Because once the people are gathered, I see souls in them. Man, so when we meet at a wedding, there must be altar call, because as a pastor, that is my focus. Now, when you see human beings as a businessman, as a career man, what do you see? There are many people that you are a doctor. Many people visit your hospital or facility. You are, whatever work you are doing. When you go to the workplace, look at the people on the streets. Look at the people you meet on the way. Every human being you meet, they have money in their pocket and their money belongs to you. But the issue is, how do you translate the money from their pocket and release it into yours? You can only do this if you have something valuable to exchange for it. So money will always flow in the direction of value. Money will always flow in the direction of value. Whenever there is an exchange for value, money will come around. Am I talking to somebody? In 2009, it is said that before Michael Jackson died, he planned his last concert because it looks like it was going to be the last concert for him to organize. And this concert was dubbed, "This is it, this is it, this is it." Now, I understand that in UK, they were going to host this concert in a place that has a capacity of 20,000 seats. 20,000 seats. But people were coming from all over the world. So they decided that at the same 20,000 seats, they were going to hold the concert 50 times. 50 times they were going to host this concert so that at least everybody would get to have, you know, an experience of the last concert. Now, 50 times a 20,000 capacity means that they were looking forward to get 1 million people by the time they were done with the 50 times of the concert. So 1 million human beings were going to come around. So they decided to make tickets and they were selling their tickets. While they were selling the ticket, I understand that one ticket was, at that time, it was costing £70. A ticket cost £70. It means that in 50 concerts, let's say in 50 days or in 50 concerts, the man or those selling the ticket were generating 1 million times 70. That would be 70 million pounds. 70 million pounds. This is not small money. This is not small money. Look at that time and today. This is not small money. 70 million pounds. According to what I heard, many people gathered from all over the world. They came to the place just to come and buy the ticket. Some were even sleeping at the venue just so that the ticket will not finish. Unfortunately, Michael Jackson died before the concert could even start. But the lesson is this. They were able to, at that time, what was shocking was that at that time, UK was in a recession. They were in a financial crisis. The economy was crashing. So even in the midst of the recession, in the same UK, somebody in charge of the ticket was able to raise 70 million pounds out of the people who are in the place. So it comes to just confirm the fact that people have money with them. Even when we say there's no money, people still have money. Do you understand? Even when we say people don't have money, people still have money. But the issue is that you need to create value so that people will be willing to exchange their money for the value you have created. Number two, where is money hiding? Money hides in problems. Money hides in problem. The food seller is making money from your hunger problem. The cloth seller is making money out of your nakedness problem. The transport manager or the driver is making money out of your mobility problem. The medical doctor is making money out of your health problem. The landlord is making money out of your shelter problem. So, money hides in problems. If you see anybody making money, ask them. You realize that they are making money out of the problems people are going through. So you solve a problem, you get money. Am I blessing somebody? You solve a problem, you do what? You get money. There are many problems that have existed. So I am praying that after tonight, in healing room or in this healing room global family, we are not just going to have people who know how to speak in tongues, but we are going to have people who know how to solve problems. Amen. Amen and amen. Are we together? Are we together? Number three, money hides in gifts and talents. Money hides in gifts and talent. What has made Shatawale recently gave out, I don't know how much, I stand to be corrected. Do you know how much he gave? I think he gave about some 100,000 or 200,000 or 500,000. I don't know. Either 300. He gave some big 100,000. It was in 100,000 as a gift to his friend. There are some of us, we have not seen 100,000 before. And I pray that we will get there. Amen. Some of us, we have not seen even 10,000 in our bank account before. I'm praying that we will get there. Amen. So some people like this, they are making money because of they are using their talents and their gifts. So assuming this guy was not using his talent and his gift, what would he be by now? So money is hiding in your gift and your talent. Your gold is tied to your gift. Your profit is tied to your potential. And your treasure is tied to your talent. Every single person on this earth has a gift and a talent in him or her. There is nobody God created who does not have a gift or a talent. Every person listening to me right now, this healing room platform, everyone under the sound of my voice, there is a gift you have and a talent you have. You are so unique. It is so special that you have this gift. Not everybody is like you. You are so unique and you have this gift. But the problem is that you don't know that there is money in this gift or talent. When you know how to turn your gifts and your talent into sales, then you can see the money. That is why I'm saying that your gold is tied to your gift. And your treasure is tied to your talent. And your profit is tied to your potential. So what can you do? What is your gift? What is your talent? Can you sing? Can you cook? Can you cook? Can you cook? What is your talent? Some of you ladies, you can cook very well. But because you are too lazy, you think that somebody else. So the issue I think is that some of us are lazy. Some of us are really lazy. Yeah. That is why the Bible says that, oh lazy man, go to the ants. Study the ants. Learn of his ways. And you become wise. Because most people are not getting it because they are lazy. You even teach them how to do it and they still don't do it. They will not apply what you have taught them. I know for sure, not everybody will apply what we are teaching. But for those of you who will apply, the things will turn around. Because there are some people, they are always complaining, I don't have money. But you know how to cook so well. Anytime you cook and people taste your food, they are like, wow, your food is so tasty. What are you doing with this gift or this talent of cooking? So you need to know how to use your gift and your talent. Can you cook? Can you act? Can you say a poem? Are you a poetic person? Can you make people laugh? It is a talent, a gift. Can you drive? Can you talk? Everybody say you like talking. So because of that, you think that is all about it. Your talking is your gift and your talent. Why are you not using it to make money? Do you understand me? So can you write? Can you do hair? Can you sew? What can you do? Go and start looking for what you can do, because money is hiding in your gift and your talent. Number four, money hides in opportunities. Money hides in opportunities. Anytime you have an opportunity in your life, it comes to give you a ladder on which you will be able to rise quickly. Opportunities are all around us, but not everybody is ready and prepared for opportunities. You see, when you prepare yourself for opportunities, then it will not be just luck, but it will be a blessing. Some of us are waiting for, you see, in church, I can pray for you. May God create, give you opportunity. But when God gives you opportunity, you don't make good use of it. I know a certain carpenter in a certain church. One day, I was about to move from where I was staying to another place. But I remember I was part of them who were praying that God should give people opportunities. So when I realized that we have already prayed about this, I intentionally said, I want a new bed. I want some furniture. I don't want to go and give this contract to anybody outside of the church. So I looked for a certain carpenter who was in the church. And I told him that, brother, I need these chairs, I need this bed, and all of that. So do it for me. How much will you take? Can you imagine that this man who was in the prayer meeting praying for opportunities, after hearing me giving him and asking him even how much he would take, the man was telling me, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I am busy. And saying all kinds of things. At the end of the day, I had to give the work to another person outside of the church to do it. So you understand that people are praying for opportunities. They receive prophecy. But when opportunity comes knocking at their door, they don't see it. They don't see it. They just let opportunity pass by them. Pass by them. When somebody tells you, please, can you help me get this thing done? That is opportunity. Grab it. Somebody say, can you help me to buy 1,000 t-shirts in Ghana? Grab the opportunity. Don't say, oh, I can't do it. Oh, grab it. What are you? Grab it, because it is an opportunity for you to make money. Are you together? Let me just move on. Money hides in products and services. Every rich man in this world has a product or a service. Everybody who is doing well has a product or a service. As a pastor, I am teaching you these things so that you make money. I want you to be blessed. I want you to make money. I want the Lord to bless you and prosper you. I want you to have so much financial blessing so that you can also bring me some to chop. Do you understand me? So that you pay your tithe and bring me some to chop. I will be so happy that one day somebody here will tell me, Papa, the things you taught us, I applied them and it is working. This is a profit of $10 million. Just use it to buy water. Use $10 million to buy water. Then I will say, oh, Sister Audrey, thank you so much, Sister Priscilla or Brother Daniel. Thank you so much for this. I should use $10 million. Oh, so I should use, you mean I should use $10 million to buy water and drink? Oh, then the day you give me money to buy a house, that one, I don't know what money you give me. But you will understand that all these people who are making money in our world today, every one of them has a product or a service. So when you sit home and you are complaining that God is not answering your prayer and you don't have a product or service, you are frustrating yourself and you are frustrating the grace of God on your life. Please listen to this carefully. If I pour oil on your head that receive financial blessing, money will not come from the sky. If I tell you receive miracle money, yet I have declared, but if you don't have a product or a service, you will not see this miracle money happening in your life. So you need to understand that if you really want to have money, and if you want to see money and be blessed financially, you must have, it is a must. You must have a product. You must have a service. Anybody that is not offering any service or having selling any product, the person is not qualified to have any money at all. Are we together? It is very important. So, if you look at your world now, tomorrow morning, you are going to give money because of the services the churches are offering. The church is offering services. So, you will pay your tithe. You will give offering tomorrow because the church is offering service. Now, on Monday, you pay money for boats because boats is offering you service. You pay money to the truck driver because they are offering you service. You give money to the one in charge, the one selling water, because you are buying their product. Even your rent, some of you are crying because somebody has given you a service and you are going to pay for it. So what are you paying for? Are you not paying for things? Everybody. So the more you are paying, you are giving your money to those who are giving you the service and the product. So you are a young lady, you go to the market. As for our women, they are very good. When they say they are going to buy one thing, oh, forget. If you go with a fine sister that, oh, she says she's going to buy one thing, one product in the market, by the time you return, she has bought over 70 items. Do I have some women in the house? Please, the women, don't come and beat me after here, I beg. But I believe I'm speaking the truth. When you go with them and you say they say, oh, I'm going to buy one thing in the market. Oh, before you see, they are buying this, they are buying that, they are buying that. Hey, it's not easy. But the thing is that while they are doing this, they are giving their money to many people. They are dashing their money out. People who have the product and sell, they are giving their money to them. So my question to you is, what is your product? What are you selling? And what services are you providing? Because everybody's product or service comes out of their brains. Everybody thought of it. They thought, they had an idea. They started, you know, they were thinking, how do I do it? What product can I sell? What services can I render? Out of that, they were able to get money from your pocket. After here, start looking for a product. Number six, money hides in ideas. Money is hiding in an idea. Ideas. Wow. And I like this one. I like this one. You know that for me like this, I joined Facebook in 2008. It was in 2008 I joined Facebook. Facebook is somebody's idea. Now, when I joined Facebook, I have used Facebook to do many things. I paid them money. I've done a lot of things. So you see, money is hiding in ideas. Gone were the days there were no mobile phones, but somebody's idea produced phones and people are rushing for it. Gone were the days there were not even phones that you could use to capture images, but now we have phones that does that. It is somebody's idea. Gone were the days we were watching black and white television. If you are here and you have not watched black and white television set before, then it means you were born just yesterday. You were born just yesterday. But those of us who have watched black and white, the TV that you turn like this, chum, you open so who chim they say chum now chim ta 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 ta. Hey, and you're easy. But today, because of somebody's idea, we have this kind of TV station, TV set. Even we have what we call smart TVs. Smart TVs today. All because of somebody's idea. And people are rushing for these things. They are rushing, not just rushing, but they are paying money for the idea somebody has brought to mind. So everything you see today in this world was born out of somebody's idea. So, if you want to get money or see money, start looking for ideas. Because one idea can produce the wealth you are looking for. Gone were the days God gave you an idea. Up to date, you have not used that idea. You know, we pray that God should bless you. God should bless you. And you, I said, I prophesy over you that you come back and say it has happened. But after praying for you, God dropped an idea into your mind. But you have not used that idea. And you are still saying that it will happen and it has not happened. So please, your laptop, the phone you are using now to watch me, everything is somebody's idea. Go for ideas and the money will come. Number seven. Money hides in vision. Money hides in vision. Money hides in vision. Where there is a vision, there is a provision. Where there is vision, there is provision. Where there is no vision, there is no provision. Now, I believe that for every assignment, there is a consignment. Every assignment, there is a consignment. And for every vision, God makes a provision. When you have a vision, people are willing to give you money because of the vision you have. They will provide for you because of the vision you carry. Are we together? Unfortunately, many nations are still poor because the leaders in the nation don't have vision. Many nations are poor. The nation, the leaders don't have vision. So because there's no vision, there's no provision. But if you begin to have a vision, you realize that provision will come. Instead of begging for money and begging people to give you money, one of the things I don't like is to beg people for money. And I pray that I will never get there. And may you also never get there. Where you are begging people for money. Usually when you do that, it's like you reduce. Oh God. But sometimes it's not your fault. You need money. But don't let it be your lifestyle. That as for you, you are always begging people for money. No, 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 no. Because if you start looking for vision, praying for vision, you will be surprised the way money will come. The money is not coming because you are not having a vision. So look for vision. After you get idea, look for vision because money is hiding in vision. If the cause you are pursuing is a worthy cause, if you are pursuing a worthy cause, remember that God will bring the people who will invest into your vision. God will help people who will help you build the vision up, and that will translate into money. Number eight, money hides in work. Money hides in work. I've seen a lot of people who say that, oh, Monday is coming. I hate Mondays. If you are here and you hate Mondays, it means you don't like work. If you are here and you hate Mondays, it means you don't like work. And people who don't like work, usually they don't have money. So just check yourself. You realize that because you don't like money, you don't like work, you also don't have money. You see, work, when God created man, God gave man work. So work is part of man. Work is part of humanity. Jesus said, while it is still day, I must do the work of him that sent me. Because a night is coming where no man can work. And in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said that, he said that, let your light so shine before men, so that they may see your good works and honor and give praise to your Father who is in heaven. So you must work. Work is part of, you know, work is your nature. It's like a bird that is flying. When a bird is flying, it is not news because it is its nature. When a fish is swimming, it is his nature because that is the work they do. Work is their nature. You understand? You will say that, oh, they are working very hard. They are swimming. Are they not tired? They are working. It is their nature. Work is their nature. So you too, work is your nature. Anytime you are not eating, it is because you are sick. Anytime you are not working well, it is because you are sick. Anytime you are struggling to talk or you are struggling to think, it's because you are sick. So in the same way, working should not be a struggle. If you are unable to work, it's because you are sick, you are not well. So people who don't love work and they don't like to work, they never expect to get money. Am I talking to somebody here? Every millionaire and billionaire in this world is working. Go and ask them, they are working. They work and work and work. Sometimes they even work overtime. They work even on weekends and all that. Work. So work, hard work will not kill you. My father always says this, the hard work doesn't kill. Hard work. Hard work cannot kill you. So work hard. Work hard. These days, we have too many lazy men and women, lazy young men and young women. We have so many lazy people who want to make money quick, but they don't want to work hard. They go to work, they will Facebook and Facebook and Facebook. They will never work hard. They will use the company's internet free, do all, watch videos and films. They won't work hard. Yet at the end of the month, if their salary delays, they will go and complain. I know you don't like my message. Number 9, money hides in seed. Money hides in seed. Seed. When you pick a fruit like an orange has many seeds in it. You can count the number of seeds in an orange. But when you pick one seed, and I tell you how many oranges are in this seed, you will not be able to count the number of oranges in the seed, because this one seed, when it is sown, it can grow into a tree and even several trees, and it can bear many more oranges, which will also have many more seeds, and each of the seeds when planted can also grow into many trees and so forth and so forth and so forth. So a seed, never underestimate a seed. This is why when you want to start a business and you go for capital, usually they call it seed capital. Why? Because that money you are beginning with is a seed. Now, if capital can become a seed, then it means that we also have seed idea. We also have seed dream. We have seed capital. Why? Because anytime you have a seed, don't underestimate it. People look down on seeds. A seed is something small. So that business you have started is a seed. Don't underestimate it. That idea you have is a seed. Don't underestimate it. That vision you have is a seed. Never look down on it. Because seed, you can never tell the number of oranges or fruit in a seed. But when you pick an orange, you can tell the number of seed. But a seed and a fruit, they are not the same. You can eat your fruit, but if you eat your seed, you have destroyed your future. So people today, when God gives them something, instead of identifying the fact that we have the seed part and the fruit part, they eat all that they have, and they even eat their seed. So please, I want you to understand that everything you have or you have begun to do is a seed, and there is money in it. If you don't look down, if you don't look down on what you have, but decide that understand that this is a seed and it can become great. If you decide to go by this idea and mindset, then you will see the money that you want to have. Because understand that as you are listening to me, you were once the seed of a man, a sperm. You were once a seed of a man, and you grew up, you became a human being, and today you are listening to me. Every human being is a seed in disguise. In fact, who you are, you are who you are because you were a seed. Never underestimate what seeds can become. Bible says that when a seed falls to the ground, it will die. But it doesn't just die. It will decompose and it will grow and sprout. And one thing I like about seeds when they are growing is that it doesn't matter whether there is a stone there. If there is a stone, it will still find a way of coming out. And I pray that you break forth. I pray that you break forth. Are we together? A lot of time when you have a seed, people don't pay you for your seed. Because it is too small. Because it is insignificant. Because it is too little. So look at the little things around you. That is what we call seed. Let me tell you, for example, if you have something around you, an idea, something, and it is a seed, what do? They are not willing to pay. So what you do is you volunteer with it. You offer, give it for free. As you are giving it for free, it is a seed. But once you are giving it, I remember, it will grow and you will benefit and reap from it. So this is why volunteerism is one of the seeds you can do. So, personally, let me say this. I am looking for volunteers for an NGO who will work for free. Who will work for free? They will work and work and work for free. So, if you are interested, when we are done, come back to me and I will share with you. I will share with you certain opportunities that exist for a certain NGO that is looking for volunteers who work for free like that. Are we together? So volunteerism can be, you can teach, you can talk, but the school needs, they say they won't employ, they won't give you money. Go and teach for free. It is a seed. Every seed you sow, remember that you shall reap. Number 10, money hides in the creator. In the creator, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the one who said, silver and gold belongs to me. He is the God who created all the minerals in the world and even the money and the treasures in this world. He's the God that can give you what you want. Do you know how water entered into coconut? Do you know how a sperm became a baby and had bones in the body? In the belly. Do you know how, what has been holding the sky in the air, in the heavens and preventing the sky from falling? I want you to understand that this world, there is a supernatural being and force that is holding things together. And if you start looking for this God will start giving you what you must have. So apart from paying your tithe, these are the 10 places I've showed you where money is hiding. And I pray that beginning from today, you will now enter into the realm where you begin to have access to where money is. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I talking to somebody? So that is what we mean by the 10 places where money is hiding. Money is hiding. May God release your money. May God release your money. May God release your money. When I wrote my book, Igniting the Prophetic, even though I didn't write the book because I want to make money, but once it is a product and people are buying it, I will get money. Or what do you buy it? And somebody buys, and somebody buys, and somebody buys, and somebody buys. I'm getting money. And I'm going getting money so that I can at least I have something I can publish another book and sell and sell and sell. So understand that if you are in this healing room platform and you are even working for an organization, it is compulsory for you must have a product or a service. And I think that because time is up, I am going to postpone what I call the new rules of money. What was money in 10 years ago or 20 years ago? Things have changed. We have new rules of money now. What was money 20 years ago is not the same money now. So if you are not careful, you will be doing business, you'll be doing things, and you think that the money is not coming. It's because the rules of money has changed. Things have changed. Things are not the same anymore. How are you together? Money making, YNCMP. So you need to understand that there are new rules of money. So if you really want to do it, then you must understand the rules of money. God willing, next week, Saturday, I will continue with the new rules of money. And I believe that as we share these thoughts and we learn together, God will widen up our scope and give us access to wealth. I am praying that the Lord will bless you financially. Oh,